Grace, mercy, and peace be on you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's message is from the Gospel reading, Matthew chapter 2. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. A wise father once instructed his son, "Keep the main thing the main thing." That is good advice. But today we live in such a crazy, busy world that we kind of get distracted by the things around us. People in our country now work more hours in a typical week than any generation before them. We do this to pay our bills, our mortgages, and most of all, our taxes. By the way, did you know this past year our Tax Freedom Day was May 31st, which, in case you didn't know, that if you started paying from dollar one all your salary towards your government dues, you wouldn't pay them off until May 31st. And then after that, you get to pay the mortgage and everything else. And unfortunately, Illinois is one of the worst, so it probably takes another day or two at least. Roughly 29% of all income in our country goes to paying taxes. But I digress. It can be very hard to keep the main thing in the Christmas season of all times. We have decorations to replace and put up. Those can take you a couple days just on getting them untangled. Gifts to get, menus to plan, rooms to prepare for visitors, work parties to go to, and of course, all the things happening in church. Wednesday services, children's programs, hanging the greens, choir recitals, and the list goes on and on and on. The gospel reading for today does a great job of helping us keep the main thing the main thing. In the verse just read, there is only one person mentioned by name, Mary. Yet, the text promptly notes, they fell down and worshiped him. They being the Magi, and him being Jesus. Jesus is the main thing. The text doesn't give us the names of the Magi, regardless of what you may read elsewhere, or their number. I guess maybe three was assumed since there was three gifts. Except in a reference in Daniel, all of scripture is silent regarding them. Why? They are not the main thing either. God's word is helping you to keep the main thing the main thing. The text doesn't tell us much about the gifts which the Magi brought. How much? Why these gifts? I don't think Mary and Joseph were concerned about them with the gifts, thinking we'll keep the gold and frankincense, but we'll re-gift the myrrh to Uncle Joe. But see, the gifts they brought Jesus are not the main thing. He is the gift from our Father to us. He is the main thing. This is an important point to keep in mind when we are tempted to think that we have done or decided something of eternal significance. We are not the main thing. Jesus is the reason for the season. There is another name mentioned in the text, and that is Herod. Now, this guy definitely thought he was the main thing. Herod was literally crazy, and he scared everyone within arm's reach, especially his children, who many he had killed. But Herod wasn't the main thing. The main thing was God's plan of salvation for mankind. Herod was just a footnote in history. So the next time you are feeling down, The next time you feel like you aren't measuring up spiritually, I want you to remember these words. Keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing in our life is the Word of God giving us His truth and strength. The main thing in our life is found in the waters of our baptism. That is where we get our eternal identity. The main thing in our life is communion. This is where our faith is fed and strengthened, our sins forgiven, not because of us, but because it is His body and it is His blood which we are receiving. A tradition some Christian families have in this season is the hanging of a large nail by a red ribbon deep within the branches of a Christmas tree. The tradition is that this is the first ornament to go on the tree. Its location on the tree is known by all those who live in the house. The red ribbon reminds the family members that the blood would flow from the man who would mature from the infant born in Bethlehem, reminding us of the main thing. As a church, we have a wonderful mission statement which helps us to remember to keep the main thing the main thing. We will glorify God by spreading the gospel through our preaching, our teaching, and living our daily lives. In the heavenly country bright, need they no created light. Thou its light, its joy, its crown. Thou its sun, which goes not down. There forever may we sing hallelujahs to our King. Christmas isn't about the star, the Magi, their presence, Mary, Joseph, and especially not Herod. The main thing about Christmas is Jesus. And your salvation was the main thing about His life on this earth. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.